More than 2,000 Israelis and Palestinians gathered at a park in northern Israel this week for a three-day festival of study, music, and food. They say they hope to encourage political leaders on both sides to restart the peace process. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Several dozen Israeli and Palestinian teenagers are dancing under a tarp strung between two trees in Shuni Park in the small town of Binyamina. Nearby, a group of Arab and Jewish youngsters enthusiastically pound on darbukas, large drums. Their parents stroll between the trees and lounge on the grass in the late afternoon heat. In these times, after almost 4 years of Israeli-Palestinian daily conflict, it's rare to see Jews and Palestinians socializing like this. About 200 Palestinians from the West Bank and Gaza were able to get Israeli permits to attend the gathering, called a sulha, a traditional Middle Eastern ceremony of reconciliation. One of them, Anwar Khalaf Abu Nur, is an advisor to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Abu Nur says it took him almost 24 hours to get through the Israeli roadblocks between his home in Jenin and Binyamina, a distance of less than 30 miles. He says he is attending the gathering on direct orders from Arafat.
We came here to tell the Israelis and the whole world that we are coming here because we want peace in spite of the oppression that we are facing daily from killing and uprooting trees and all the other injustices, but still we believe in peace.
Despite deadly Palestinian attacks on Israeli civilians, polls show most Israelis are willing to cede some land in exchange for peace. Michael Melchior, a Knesset member from the center-left Labor Party, says he sees a new attitude among Israelis.
I think this is really a real grassroots expression that people have had enough. They see that we don't get anywhere. They know where we have to go. Everybody knows what the peace solution should be, and we just don't know how to get there.
Sulha's co-founder, Gabriel Meyer, who personally raised most of the money for the gathering, says he hopes to reach the undecided majority on both sides.
10% of people are pouring the bombs, and 10% of people are doing peace action, and 80% of the people are confused, desperate, and don't know what to do. We are addressing a lot of those 80% of people. This circle will grow. It's the only way out. We tried everything else. It doesn't work.
Some of the Israelis and Palestinians here say they've learned this from experience. Razi Brigit from the village of Beit Umar near Hebron says his brother was killed by Israeli soldiers 3 years ago. He says he knows Israelis and Palestinians have a long way to go to reach a peace agreement, but gatherings like these can help.
It will make a difference, but it's not enough. But it's a step. We should not keep at home and wait till the difference it's happened. Leaders will not do the difference. We, as people, we do the difference.
His words were echoed by Michal Shimoni, an Israeli artist.
Maybe it's just a drop, you know, in the ocean, but I think one drop and another drop, and every effort we can do. I mean, because so much energy goes towards war, and if there's anything to do towards peace, I think we should do whatever.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News.